Would you, I have to write it down before I forget. They said, would you talk about your third point this morning? And I said, really? You want me to remember my third point this morning? Which third? You know, I had 24 points and five. And they said, the one about that John referred to in his prayer, about the beauty of the Lord purging our imagination. And so there's one. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. They said, what did you mean by that? And how would you apply that? And I said, I'd love to share that. And someone asked me, what was I talking about in point three? And I have 3 minutes for this, and then we're going to commission our team. Real quickly, look at the last verse of Psalm 90. And if I don't get to get through all this, you can just look it up yourself. But I talked about the beauty of the Lord purging our imagination. Psalm 90, the last verse, says this. It says, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. It's very interesting. Let. The whole construction of this thing is, and I've told you this many times, when I raised with Bonnie our eight wonderful little children, they used to get peanut butter and jelly all over their face, and you know, the doorbell would ring, and we didn't want them all to look like little monsters, and so I'd say, hold still for a second. I'd get the washcloth, and they would go like this, you know, and I would finally put my hand under their chin to hold them still for a moment, and I would beautify them. And really, that's what Psalm 90 is very much. It says, it's allow the Lord to put his beauty on you. And you say, what is that beauty? Psalm 29:2 says, let me look it up. It says, give unto the Lord the glory, do his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And basically, the beauty of the Lord is one of his attributes. God is beautiful. You know, there's two kinds of attributes of God. Communicable. It's like you can get a cold, it's communicable. Some of God's attributes are communicable. And as we gaze upon him in his word, those attributes are communicated to us. One of them is beauty. And it's a communicable, theologically speaking, there are incommunicable attributes of God. And those are like his omnipresence. No matter how much you hang around God, you'll never be omnipresent. Neither will the saints, Mary, or anybody else. Or omniscient, or omnipotent. Those are incommunicable. These, there are about 17 of God's attributes that theologians say are communicable. And right here in this Psalm 90, when it says, let the beauty of the Lord, that attribute is, he is the sum of everything that is beautiful, that is desirous. In fact, there's a little song, Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you're more costly than gold. You know how the end of that chorus goes? And there's nothing I desire that compares to you. And that's where we get to Psalm, I think it's 75:23. It says, whom have I in heaven but you, and there's none on earth I desire above you. That is the beauty of the Lord, that he is the sum of everything desirable to us. And that's why David said, the greatest day of my life is when I see your face and I awaken in your image. He said, I long for that moment. And truly, this side of glory, for us to understand the beauty of the Lord, to worship him as the sum of all that is desirable, and to allow his beauty, his communicable attributes through his word and the doctrine of his character, to be by his spirit engrafted into our lives, pushes out imaginations of demons and immorality and coveting and everything else. And that's what I meant by the third point. So